Hi, this is Lynn Peterson on behalf of Spiritual Communities Network, and we are thrilled tonight to bring to you the teleclass series that we hold. We've been doing it every third Tuesday of each month, but we've had a lot of our members, a lot of the teachers and instructors and such, who have just really wanted to step up and be there for you in this series. So starting in March, we're going to be having the first and third Tuesdays. So if you want to participate on those, when they're a live call, just register, go to our website, spiritualcommunitiesnetwork.com, go to the teleclass page, and at the top, you'll see the classes that will be coming up. Just click on the ones that you want to register for. They're always free. If you miss one, need to hear something over again, feel free to go to that page and listen to all of the shows that are archived there. We have a really nice selection. We've been doing this for a couple of years. So, yeah, visit that. It's a lot of fun. Again, spiritualcommunitiesnetwork.com is our website that houses everything about our network. You'll find our directory there, so you can find out all about our members and who's part of the network. And we have the calendars page. So if you're local, you can go there, find out different classes that are happening in and around town. We also have a number of practitioners who do work remotely, globally, distance work. And there's a page for them as well on the website. You go to services and classes, click on that, you'll see their logos. Click on any logo, and that logo will click you through to their website, and you can learn more about those instructors as well. Now, there's just a ton of stuff on that website. Just spend a little bit of time there checking it out. There's videos, lots of stuff. You can sign up for the newsletter so that you can be kept up to date when these talks are available and such. So there you go. Our little spiel about Spiritual Communities Network. I hope that you spend a little time checking it out. There's a lot of wonderful people associated with it. Tonight, we are very blessed to have with us Reverend Karen Cortelli-Smith, and she is a spiritual energy healing therapy practitioner, educator, trainer, counselor. She is certified and licensed with Healing in America, and she just shared with me that she's just been made a Southeast Director for Regional Director. I didn't put that part in. Southeast Regional Director for Healing in America, and I bet she'll tell us a little bit about what that means and what Healing in America is about. We've done Blog Talk Radio on behalf of Healing in America. It's a wonderful program, so I'm sure she'll share that. Karen is also part of the group guide, because this is the best way to put that, a group guide for the John of God experience, I guess, is a good way. And maybe she'll share with us on that, too, because that's such a wonderful thing. And I think she's going to be revisiting on the teleclass series to talk more about John of God, so that'll be a really good thing. She's also craniosacral therapy practitioner, a practitioner of esoteric healing, certified past life regression therapist, and a coach of psychogeometrics. All right. Tonight, she's going to talk on self-healing exercises to reduce stress and implement the relaxation response. She's going to have a guided meditation that will open and balance your chakras. You'll be able to learn and practice some various breathing techniques as taught by Healing in America. And I think there's some deep cording going to be in there. And a whole bunch of things. Karen, I'm going to unmute you, my dear, so you can jump on in. And are you there, Karen?
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining tonight. I'd also like to thank Gwen and the Spiritual Communities Network for having me. Thanks so very much. My ministry is Spiritual Energy Healing Therapy, also known by some as the Laying On of Hands. And tonight, we're going to focus on some self-healing techniques that are taught by Healing in America. And these techniques you can do at home And mostly all of these are geared to reduce stress and to build your energy field, which is so very important. Healing in America is the U.S. affiliate of the Healing Trust, which was formerly the National Federation of Spiritual Healers, which was founded in the 1970s by the great energy therapy healer, Harry Edwards. And that work was brought from the United Kingdom to the U.S. about 10 years ago by Roger Ford and Kim Vincent. And the corporate office is in Ojai, California. We have a great group here in the southeast area of Florida, the southwest area of Florida, the southeast U.S., and much of our work is being done out of Unity of Naples at this time. So we'll talk about that at the end, maybe if we have time. If you have questions as we go through the session tonight, just write them down as they come to you, and I'll be happy to answer all of the questions at the end of the session. And if you think of something at a later date, you can always contact me directly. Tonight, we'll begin with a guided meditation, and the intent for this guided meditation is to open, cleanse, recharge, and balance your chakras, your energy system. At Healing in America, we teach that the chakras are wheels of energy. They're like transformers or pathways of subtle vital forces, also called prana, and the chakras actually originate outside of the body. And many believe that the etheric body, which is just outside the physical body, is where those chakras and that energy come through. So your chakras can sense and distribute that life force energy to your physical body. So healthy chakras have a very strong vibration, a strong frequency rate, and a brilliant color. So those that have the gift of clairvoyance, clairaudience, or clairsentience can actually feel the vibration, they can see the colors, and they can sense when something is out of balance in someone's energetic field. So the chakras associate with a particular aspect or aspects of human awareness. And we get blocks on all of our bodies, including our physical bodies. So if you're familiar with this work, the blocks are also on the bodies in your auric field. So the spiritual body, the mental body, which is comprised of three bodies, conscious, subconscious, and superconscious, your emotional field, and the physical level itself. And when those blockages happen, they end up coming through that etheric level, which is just your physical body, and causes problems. And that's where disharmony or disease actually starts. So in tonight's guided meditation, you'll want to set an intention for self-healing, whatever that is for you, healing of mind, healing of physicality, healing of your spiritual body, and you want to set that intention to open, to cleanse, to release, to recharge, and ultimately to bring balance into your energy center. So if you're sitting in a chair, or if you're able to lay down on the sofa, or even get comfortable, as comfortable as you can, even on the floor, we're going to start this guided meditation. So just close your eyes and let your mind wander, making no effort to try to control your mind. Instead, let your mind go to its perfect place of relaxation. Perhaps to your personal and private sanctuary. Just let yourself rest in this private place because this is your time tonight. Beginning to relax your body, if you could roll your shoulders up to your ears and around, wiggle pose and smile as wide as you possibly can. Breathing in through the nose, taking a deep breath. Holding your breath. And as you exhale, slowly out through the mouth. Taking in another deep breath, very deep breath in. Holding the breath and releasing any tension, any stress, anything you're still holding on to. Let it all go. Let it all go. Taking another deep breath in. Holding that breath. And now slowly breathing out through the mouth, allowing yourself to drift just a little deeper. Deeper yet, and still deeper. From deep within your heart, send blessings, gratefulness, send thanks, forgiveness, and request to be forgiven to all beings above you, to all beings below you, to all beings to the right of you, in the universe, to all beings to the left of you, as far as your mind's eye can imagine, to all beings in front of you, and to all beings behind you. Taking another deep breath in, really deep breath, imagine breathing in energy through the top center of your head, your crown chakra. Imagine a pure white radiant light coming from the highest plane in the universe, coming into the center of the top of your head, the area of your crown center. This area is known for profound spiritual energies and your connection to universal love and light, to the divine, whatever is your belief. Taking another deep breath in, big deep breath, concentrate on opening and expanding your crown center. And as you focus on the crown center, opening it wider, it actually begins to spin and expand through your auric field. Visualize the color of violet coming from the crown center. Your crown center is actually the channel for divine energies to enter your being, filling you with love and light, helping you to release all that you no longer need. By taking in another deep breath from the highest plane, bringing that into your crown center and bringing this amazing white light into the center of your forehead, your brow chakra, also called your third eye or your ajna. Bringing this beautiful, amazing light into your third eye. Visualize that area expanding into a beautiful indigo blue. And as you expand your third eye center, you expand your creativity and your universal divine intelligence, knowing what's right for you and what's not right for you, allowing your third eye center to guide what you do. Taking another deep breath in, breathing in pure white radiant light from the highest plane into the crown center, and bring this light down light to renew and recharge your thyroid and your parathyroid glands. This is your center of purification. Concentrating here on the throat center and imagining a beautiful pale blue, sky blue light expanding in the throat center throughout your entire auric field, going out a foot or 3 feet beyond your physical body. This center develops light, understanding, and discrimination and acceptance of dualities of life. This area governs your vocal cords, your larynx, your ability for clear hearing. And taking another deep breath in, bringing that amazing pure white radiant light into the crown center, bringing that light all the way down your body into your heart center, and expanding that light into an amazing green throughout your entire heart center area. Spreading this light beyond your physicality, well into your auric field. This is your center for unconditional love, for compassion, of how you relate to yourself, to others, to nature, to our planet. Your link between basic human needs and the spiritual aspect of self. Taking another deep breath in, bringing this pure white radiant light into your crown center, bringing it all the way down to your navel area, your solar plexus center. And as you think about expanding this light into your solar plexus area, allow this light to be yellow. Envision in your mind's eye a beautiful yellow light expanding all through your navel area, clearing your pancreas, allowing your left brain thinking to balance, allowing clearing of the attitudes of life and fight or flight. Massaging your ego or bringing your ego forward if that's needed. Cleansing your liver. And just releasing from the solar plexus any tension that you're holding. Taking another deep breath in, bringing in that amazing light from the highest plane. Bringing it into the crown center, all the way down your body, and resting it in your sacral chakra area, about 4 inches below your navel, and allow this area to expand into the color orange, allowing this chakra to spin beautifully throughout your entire auric field. Cleansing your lower digestive system, allowing sensuality, your sense of taste, cleansing your reproductive organs, and just balancing this entire area. Taking another deep breath in, a pure white, radiant light into your crown center, bring this light all the way down to the base of your spine, and as you concentrate on expanding your root center, imagine in your mind's eye the color red vibrating throughout the base of your spine all the way down to your feet. Visualize that beautiful red expanding all the way throughout your auric field. This is your area, your connection with Mother Earth, your physicality, your physical reality, your security, concentration here enhances stability and balance. And this root center chakra has a major relationship with your etheric body, that body just outside your physical field. Now in your mind, say the word, I am. I am filled with divine light. I am filled with divine energy and divine love. I focus all of my thoughts on this truth. In your mind, say the word, I release. I release any thought of illness, any thought of being less than, knowing that I am continually revitalizing, I am continually energized by the presence of universal life within my being. And so it is. And just coming back slowly, rubbing your hands together, maybe taking a drink of water if you have that, stretching out. And just feeling present. Your energy system is now balanced and open for more self-healing tonight. So take a deep breath. Just bring that breath in and relax. Our next step tonight is going to be learning and practicing various breathing techniques which we teach at Healing in America and which you may or may not be familiar with. We're going to focus tonight on reducing stress and bringing much needed oxygen into the body. Dr. Andrew Weil is a best-selling author and the director of the Program of Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona. He says, and I quote, if I had to limit my advice on healthier living to just one tip, it would be to simply learn how to breathe correctly. Dr. Oz was quoted in an AARP journal as saying that the greatest medical advances of the next decade will come from manipulating the body's flow of energy. Good breathing generally always increases your energy, lowers your blood pressure, improves your circulation, helps to beat anxiety disorders, and always, always helps the nervous system to function more smoothly. Full breathing is the basis for all our cellular functions, our energetic well-being, even our emotional health. As you take in deep cleansing breaths, you are actually bringing new oxygen in and releasing all of the toxins out of thousands and thousands of cells in your body. It's been said by many that 75% of illness is stress-related. So we need to learn how to relax. We need to implement self-healing exercises into every single daily routine. So tonight, we're going to begin with deep breathing. And deep breathing can be done before meditation or yoga, before any type of exercise, before walking, anywhere, anytime. Deep breathing is meant to slow the body down. So the key to breathing healthy is to breathe slower, quieter, and more regularly. So we're going to try this. We're going to do this together. So through your nose, slowly take in a deep, full breath, expanding your rib cage and allowing the air to fill your belly, not just breathing into the chest, actually making a pot belly as you breathe in. So breathe this air in fully and slowly, very slowly, let the breath out through your mouth. Very slowly, very slowly. If you have asthma, it might be difficult for you to breathe in, so you just want to do this as much as you can. Again, take in a deep, full breath in through the nose, expanding your rib cage, making a big Buddha belly with the breath, and now slowly, very slowly, release the breath out through your mouth. Again, this time, as you breathe in unconditional love for your being. Take a deep breath in, breathing in pure and unconditional love. And as you breathe out everything that no longer serves you. Everything that's bothering you, just breathe it out into the universe. Taking one more deep breath in, breathing in peace this time. And slowly breathing out all that no longer serves you. Generally, I recommend that people do this 5 times every single day. And what you'll feel is yourself calming, relaxing a little bit, and just slowing down that hectic pace that we all have. The next exercise we're going to do is more breathing. This time, as you breathe in, you're going to hold your breath for a few beats. If you have asthma or high blood pressure or a heart condition, you won't hold the breath. You'll just slowly release it, like the last exercise. But if you're in good health, I want you to be able to hold this breath after you take the deep breath. All right, so ready? Take in a deep, full belly breath, expanding those bellies. Nobody's looking. Nobody can see you. So expand those bellies out. Now hold the breath. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And slowly, very slowly, releasing the breath out through the mouth. Relaxing, contracting in the belly. Taking another deep breath in through the nose, breathing in joy. Holding the breath. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And slowly, very slowly, releasing. Contracting the belly. Releasing everything that no longer serves you. Taking another deep breath in. Huge belly breath. Stick the bellies out. Holding. And slowly releasing all the toxins in the cells, letting it all go. So this type of breathing you want to do also about 5 times a day. It won't take you but a few minutes. Each day, I recommend that you try to increase the amount of time you can hold each one of these breaths. Most of us aren't used to being over-oxygenated, and some will actually get a little lightheaded until you practice this regularly. But you'll find that the more you do this, the more your being will maintain a relaxed state. Always consciously breathing out what you no longer need when you do this exercising. One reason people smoke is that smoking actually changes their breathing and it relaxes them. So it would be so much better habit for people to just change their breathing by doing this simple breathing exercise. In Healing in America Energy Healing Therapy Development Workshops, we teach many breathing exercises, and one of my favorites I'm going to share with you tonight. It's called the De-Stress Breath. So if you're getting ready to present a project to a boss or if you're caught in a traffic jam, if you're feeling anxious, if you can't sleep, if you're running late, here's what you do. So what I'd like you to do is take in a deep breath, just like we did, full deep breath, and I want you to hold it. Pucker your lips as if to whistle. Don't swell your cheeks with the air. The air you're holding is still in the lungs. Now, with considerable vigor, exhale just a little of that air through the puckered opening of your lips. And then stop. Still holding on to the rest of the ear. Now exhale again in short, hard, and loud exhales. Holding some more. And then exhaling again. So I'll do this with you this time. Taking a deep breath in. Holding, puckering the lips, going. Holding the breath, and again. Holding more of that air, and exhaling again. Doing this breath three times, this is an absolute amazing de-stressor. So all you have to do is do this breath three times and you'll feel so much better in moving forward in anything that you need to do. So this is just a little bit of what we teach for self-healing, using the breath to release physical and emotional toxins and to just de-stress body and mind. So as you draw in oxygen with your deep breathing, you're breathing in through the lungs, our bodies draw in energy through the chakras. So it's a twofold. You're not just getting the cleansing oxygen for your cells, you're also getting the energy to stimulate and expand your chakra system. Really quite amazing work. So the next thing that we're going to do tonight, we talked about courting and decording for this class. And we know, I think everyone on this call knows, that we're all energy. And the universe is basically just a mass of energy. Our thoughts are energy too, good, bad, and indifferent. And we know that our thoughts held in mind actually create our own reality every day. So when we're born, we're attached to a physical umbilical cord as well as a psychic cord. And as we go through life, we make many, many, many more attachments. We actually create energetic attachments, sometimes called cords, to the energy of people, the energy of places, objects, emotions, traumas throughout our entire life. And even we create attachments or cords to our deep-rooted beliefs. And all of this registers within our being, including within our auric field, which means the attachments or cords register within every cell and tissue of our body. Barbara Brennan states in her book, Hands of Light, when a child is born, there remains an etheric umbilicus that is connected between mother and child. These cords represent human connectedness. Whenever a person creates a relationship with another human being, cords actually grow between the two. The stronger the connections between the two people, the stronger and greater in number the cords will be. So, for example, in a case where a relationship is ending, generally the cords are slowly disconnected or not. And And when it's been a difficult relationship and those cords are not disconnected, that's where the issues happen, generally in our emotional field. As you move in various healing circles, you'll hear varying theories about cords. It's helpful to sort of think of them as clear fiber optic cables, sort of like those Christmas light cords that are clear and they have color of red or green or even blue. And those clear fiber optic cables, the cords, they're actually carrying packets of information. And this affects our energy system. You can ask yourself, when something happens, is this actually something I want to connect to? Is this a thought or is this a belief I'd like to make my own? So when someone talks about their problems, you yourself can decide against attaching to that offer of a cord or not. So based on whether the cord is a positive belief or thought or something negative, you choose whether to attach or take that offer of a cord or not. And so we can reach the stage when much of our daily input of energy is being used to support attachments or cords. In her book, Why Some People Do Not Heal, Carolyn Mice suggests that we can get to the stage of an energy deficit, thus causing illness. So holding on to trauma or emotional upset causes us to lose up to 40% of our daily energy. So you have the option to think whatever thoughts you'd like, to hold whatever beliefs you like. If you don't like a thought, you can upgrade it. If you don't like a belief, you can heal it. You can replace it with a higher belief. Remember that the choice is always yours, not somebody else's. It's your choice. For example, Louise Hay was raped in her teens and later developed cervical cancer. She forgave her rapist. She did affirmations around this. And the cancer went into remission without chemotherapy. Energy turns into matter. The brain creates neuropeptides. So much illness starts in our emotional field. For example, you might want to ask, do everyone know someone who's had cancer? Friends, family members, neighbors? What happened in their life 2, 3, or even 8 years before they got the cancer? Often, the patient won't even have connected the issue or the incident with their illness. So many people who might be pretending to be something they're not for someone else's approval are creating cords. If you're afraid to be who you are really are because you fear no one else might like you or a certain group might not like you or accept you as you really are, then you're creating cords. So you have the option always to stand up and be counted or to stay seated. And when you stay seated, what you're actually doing is choking down your own passions. So the choice always becomes our own. Forgiveness is not saying it was ever okay. Forgiveness means you no longer are holding it within your field, within your energy system. so when we send forgiveness or we request forgiveness, we are actually clearing and cleansing on not only our conscious field, but our subconscious field, clearing the past and overlaying something more positive and more vibrant, allowing that energy block to dissipate. Something very important in self-healing and something you can do for yourself. So right now, for tonight's exercise, if you can get comfortable again, either sitting in your chair or lying down on a couch or on the floor, I'd like you to pick someone you'd like to free. Someone, just one person you might like to free yourself of. So think about that for a second or two. One person you'd like to free or forgive, or one person that you would like forgiveness from or healing, or just be free of. So we're going to start with the breath again. Slowly breathing in through the nose. Deep, full breath. And breathing out through the mouth. Taking another deep breath in. And breathing it out very slowly. Taking another deep breath in, holding it, and slowly breathe it out through the mouth. Starting to relax, tightening your feet, and then relaxing your feet. Making fists with your hands, really tight, really tight. And then letting it go. Tightening all of your facial muscles. Tight, tight, tight. And then just letting it go. If you're aware of any tension anywhere in your being, focus on it. And just let it go. Allow a feeling of deep peace and tranquility to flood through the whole of your being, from your crown center down to your feet. And let this peace flow through your feet into Mother Earth beneath you. Now imagine it's a very warm spring day, and you find yourself walking along the path. A path of a beautiful garden. You're in no hurry, no hurry at all. It's like a beautiful Victorian garden. And there's a wall covered in climbing roses. The roses are just beginning to open up in the warm sunshine. In front of you, you see a white door. You find yourself walking towards that door. You feel almost drawn to it. You notice in the door, there is a golden key. As you turn the key and walk through the door, find yourself in another part of the garden. This part of the garden is covered in beautiful flowers. All of your favorites are here. Look at the color. Smell the scent, the perfume. Take in a deep, full breath and just enjoy the beauty. On one side of the garden,
in the middle of a lush lawn, you notice a fountain, and you can see this crystal clear water gently cascading down from the fountain into a small pool. As the sunlight catches the drops of water, it creates lots of tiny rainbows. Rainbows everywhere. It looks almost magical. To the side of the fountain, you notice a garden seat. Walk slowly over and just sit down, feeling very relaxed, very much at peace, peace within your being, and peace within nature. As you sit on the garden seat, you become aware of a beam of brilliant light shining down on you, and you immediately feel a connection with the universe. You can feel the whole of your being filled with this energy and with universal wisdom. This, you realize, is a very special place for you, a place where you are totally safe, totally free just to be you. As you sit here, just allow your mind to drift into a time in the past. Perhaps a time when you were a little unhappy, where someone caused you hurt or caused you pain. Holding that feeling, the feeling you actually felt at that time. Now, as you look into the garden, you can see that person very slowly walking towards you. Their eyes are looking down. They stop a short distance from you. Their eyes still gazing down. After a few moments, your eyes meet, and with your new inner strength, your new knowledge and wisdom, you feel love going from your heart to that person. And you now thank them for giving you the opportunity of learning some of your life lessons. You realize now that the situation between you was created in order to allow you to learn. You can feel compassion for this person as you tell them gently, it is now time for them to go. It is time for them to go on their own way. And as they leave, thank them. Thank them for coming. They walk slowly away, and you feel yourself smiling. As you're sitting again on the bench, feeling a tremendous sense of relief. All feelings of apprehension just disappear. And you now feel complete, whole, and totally empowered. Taking a deep breath in and just releasing. Now you slowly get up from the bench, walking past this beautiful fountain, noticing the beautiful flowers in this garden, passing through the white door into to the walled garden full of roses. And then walking slowly, leaving the garden behind you, returning to this room. Keeping your eyes closed, focus then on your breath, taking your awareness to your feet, to the ground, anchoring yourself to the floor, feeling a sense of strength, security, and grounding. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes, rub your hands together, perhaps taking a drink of water when you're ready if you haven't, taking a deep breath in, and just letting it go. This is a guided meditation that you can return to at any time, each time bringing someone else into that garden. Remember, it's always all right to hold on to the positive experiences of your heart. However, negative experiences need your attention. They need you to look at what they were, what they might have meant, and they need you to be able to release these negative experiences from your field, from your full auric field, be it the emotional body, your conscious body, your subconscious body, your superconscious body, and ultimately at the soul level. And when you release, this all registers on these bodies, and you can begin to feel the healing on your physical reality. So courting and deporting an amazing self-healing tool. At Healing in America, in level 3 of our energy healing therapy classes, we teach courting and decording. We teach a number of ways to do this. Always being conscious of the healing energy associated with this type of work. So as opposed to cutting cords, we're actually cleansing and releasing, not leaving any part of that cord behind. So that's a little bit about self-healing and cording and decording and breathing. So when you align yourself with your truth, you yourself, your personal truth, you experience tremendous freedom. Freedom from anything that holds you back or holds you down from being your true self. Remember, everything in the universe is energy. You are energy. Energy can be created, energy can be enhanced, and energy can be transformed with these simple breathing exercises and decoding exercises. When we operate from a belief in ourselves, the belief of ourselves as energy, a belief that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, we can transform our energy system and ultimately our health and ultimately our lives. The extent to which we deny or reject this belief, even just for moments, can show up as struggle in our lives. So our beliefs shape our lives and determine whether we are on course with life purpose or whether we continue to struggle. So I wish you to create amazing energy within your being and around you every single day. And that concludes our session.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay, give me a few minutes to ground back in on that one. Oh, my goodness. Karen, that was really, really, really good. Really nice.
I hope everybody enjoyed that, and I hope that they can return to hear it over again and perhaps do some of the exercises and the meditations.
Yeah. How about, let's give them some information on your website, phone number, that type of thing, in case they want to get in touch with you. And then we'll do a question and answer for those who are staying on the call a little bit longer.
Okay. The Healing in America Southeast website is www.healinginamerica-southeast.org. So www.healinginamerica-southeast.org. And you can get to the information on our certified energy healing therapy development classes. We're doing one this coming weekend. We start Friday night, February 20th, and it ends Sunday night, February 22nd. You can get all the information on the website about that and call me if you're interested. We also list our Healing in America community healing sessions that we do every month. We do these on Friday nights at Unity of Naples. It's a two-hour commitment of your time, and it's absolutely amazing. Everyone receives healing within the circle and healing on tables. So you get two separate healing sessions during that two-hour period. Reservations are always requested and required because we are always sold out. This week there'll be 35 of us. Well, Friday, February 27th is the next one. That's sold out. I'm booking March 27th right now. But the whole list is on the Healing in America website. We also offer energy infusion parties. So someone could host maybe 5 or 10 or 15 of their friends for an evening of real fun, an energy party. The parties are usually 2 hours, and the host just has like simple snacks, vegetables, and so forth. And the teachers do all the work, and then the host receives a free energy healing session, either distance healing or contact healing, and the guest receive discounts on healing sessions with our interns, because our Healing in America people that study the work are required to offer so many hours in the course of this time where they're taking level 1, level 2, and level 3 to the public. So it's just an amazing opportunity for our interns to get the experience. And the other thing that David Karg and I do as partners is John of God Spiritual Journeys to Abidjan, Brazil. We have 22 people going with us this year, and we have room for 6 people. We go August 15th to August 30th and August 29th to September 13th. So if anybody's interested in that, they can give me a call at 239-692-9120, 239-692-9120, or they can email me at ksmith, S-M-I-T-H, 727 at comcast.net. And I'm listed in the Spiritual Communities Network directory and on their website as Karen Coratelli Smith. And it might be in some places as Karen Smith. I'm not quite sure. And I also, for the John of God Spiritual Journey, I have a website which is www.hugsforhappiness.com, which is the name of my business. www.hugs, H-U-G-S, 4, F-O-R, happiness.com. So that's, thank you for letting me do my marketing plug.
No problem. You know, because a lot of our listeners, you know, are live or later on when they're listening to the archive shows, you know, they want to follow up. That, you know, that's part of the teleclass series, is to allow people to get familiar with practitioners, you know, because sometimes I think, I know I did, when I first started out going to classes and events and such, you know, I was usually doing it by myself. I was really nervous. I was like, am I going to like this person? What's this person going to be like? You know, what's the event going to be like? You know, and, you know, it's things like this where it goes, oh, I think I could do a meditation, or oh, I could do breath work. And, you know, and I like this person that I'm listening to. Or, you know, if you're not in the area, maybe I can find someone like this person, you know. So, yeah, it's just, you know, this is just a great opportunity for people to just really get a feel for everything. I'm going to unmute everybody's mic so that if there's anybody that has questions for Reverend Karen, you can just kind of jump out there. I think everybody's unmuted. Anybody have any questions, comments?
I have a comment and a question.
Okay.
The comment was the meditation went by so quickly, I didn't even know an hour went by. And the other thing is she was talking about, or you were talking about, it's called the laying on of hands. Is it similar to Reiki?
Yes, yes. You know, there are so many types of energy healing therapy. Reiki is one, the reconnection, esoteric healing, hands touch. There's the one that Julie Motz has created. She worked for Dr. Oz all those years in surgery. And I, after studying so many of them, I taught to teach Healing in America, which is the work of Harry Edwards. You can Google Harry Edwards and learn about his work. He was an amazing healer. He had 6,000 people come to the Royal Albert Hall. And this was, he came into his gift during World War II and started to teach the technique. And that's when he formed the National Federation of Spiritual Healers way back when. And they actually got energy healing therapy covered in their healthcare system in 1978. So the healers in the UK work in hospitals, they work in nursing homes, they work in private practices and in doctor's offices. And so that's the work that I just taught to teach. But all energy healing therapy is the same, as far as we are all attuning to that universal light and love, or to the divine, if that is your belief, to God and to whomever that is for you. We it doesn't matter what religion or what belief, we are attuning with you and praying, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. And it's like energy healing therapy is like the deepest form of prayer. And the laying on of hands, where you're actually generating that energy through your being on behalf of another, is very powerful. People can feel the vibration in many cases. People can see the colors of their energy system. Things happen all the time. So yes, there is Reiki, there's esoteric healing, there's Healing in America, reconnection work, all of these different modalities. That's just to name a few. My dream, of course, is to have some type of united front where all of these organizations can roll up to a body that does grievance and code of conduct, that we could go for federal legislation that would allow people to have this work in their healthcare programs, either through employer groups or through individual healthcare programs. So that's my big, hairy, audacious goal that I put out to the universe in teaching this work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Is there anybody else that had a question up there? I'm not hearing anything. I'm going to throw in real quick. There was a couple of things. The chakra meditation was just wonderful. All the different meditations were really, really good. But the chakra one, that just kind of set the whole tone, didn't it? And you talked about, you know, the breath work. With the breath work, there was the smoking, you know. And it's funny because in some of the classes I have, I tell people who quit smoking, I tell them, you need to keep doing your smoking breaks, you know. And I say, smoke, but you really need to go out and do some deep breathing, just like you did when you were smoking. Because cigarettes don't have anything in them to calm you down. And yet that's what a lot of people say, you know, I should have a cigarette so I can calm down. And it's the breathing. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize it's the breathing, like you said.
Yes, it absolutely is the breathing that's calming them down. It's not the smoke or the cigarettes. That's just amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, if they did the no smoking break, you know, get out there for 10 minutes and do it. Because, I mean, if you think about it, I think on average, back when I used to smoke, it stuff one of those little boogers down, and go out and do 10 minutes of breathing. I mean, it will do wonders for you. You know, it's just amazing.
And that's wonderful advice, Gwen. Absolutely wonderful advice.
Yeah. This lesson's learned hard, you know? And, you know, you touched on Louise Hay, too, just before we wrap this whole thing up. Louise Hay, amazing woman. Just amazing. And
I totally agree. Yeah, totally agree. I so enjoy her work, and her whole history, her whole life is such an example for so many.
Yeah, yeah. It, you know, her story, all the work she's done, where, you know, how she's gotten to where she's been, it's amazing. And I always love to put a plug out there for her book, the Healed Body book. I keep that thing handy because, you know, whenever I have some little thing going on that gets my attention, I'm like, oh, okay, what's Louise got to say on this one, you know? And it's always right on target. You know, it is always on target, even when, like, even bug bites is in there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, over the years and working with so many people and something is going wrong with their physicality, and in her book, she lists all of the opportunities for improvement with the possible affirmations that you can say to change your reality. And it works.
Yeah.
It is very simple advice, and it truly works.
Yeah. And I find that with working with that and with anything that you've talked about today, remembering to come from that heart center on this stuff, because it has to resonate with you. You know, it really needs to be something, like you said, we're all vibrational. And when we remember that we're all vibrational and we tune into that higher, the best, I don't want to say higher vibration, you know, that kind of goes off in different angles. We hear that so much. But if we can feel the relief, feel the love, feel the joy, or just feeling peace from where you just were. Because, you know, sometimes love and joy is so far out there for people that sometimes just the relief of where you are, just the relief, is an amazing thing with all of this. So, like, when you're doing, you know, chakra meditations or decording or breath work, what you're looking for in all of that is that relief. And you nailed it. Anybody, I think, listening now or in the future, spend a little time with this, I think they're just going to feel a tremendous relief for themselves. Thank you for being here tonight and sharing this with everybody and putting it out there. And you are definitely a blessing. Thank you, Karen.
Oh, Gwen, thank you. There is a master teacher that once said something that meant so much to me, and I'm going to share it as we end tonight. And he said, the past has no power to stop you from being present now. Only your grievance about the past can do that. What is a grievance? A grievance is the baggage of old thought and emotion. And that is so true. This is what it comes down to, is releasing, just like you said, releasing and letting it go.
Yeah, those are wonderful words. And, you know, sometimes we just were so used to holding on that we forget to myself. We forget that we have that option, or we sometimes just forget what that means and what's on the other side of letting go of it, you know?
Females, we're very guilty of holding on. We can remember everything that happened everywhere. Men, though, they don't hold on, but they push it down. So in both ways, we both need to release, both males and females. Men just bury it and push it down, which is not healthy, and women hold on to it, you know? So...
Well, Karen, I'm going to let you and everybody else get you. I want to say a big thank you again for being here and sharing with us. Wonderful, wonderful evening. Thank you.
And thank you, Gwen, for having me. Thank you so much to what you do for the in building and creating the Spiritual Communities Network. It's an amazing resource and venue for everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure. Everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks. And remember to come join us again. March 4th, I believe, is going to be our next one. And you can register on the website. SpiritualCommunitiesNetwork.com. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
Bye.